All right, I'm here hanging out talking with Jake Gardner, a rider on the PBR Canada Tour. How's everything going, Jake?
Oh, pretty good. Just having my morning coffee. We're getting ready to go to an event in Kindersley, Saskatchewan today, and that's what I got planned for this weekend.
Nice. I got some family in Kindersley, so I don't know if they're going to that event or not, but should be interesting to check in with them and see if they're going to check that out. But yeah, you're getting ready to come to Grand Prairie here later on this month. I believe that might be the next event after Kindersley for you guys.
Yeah, that's correct. We go here, and we got a couple weekends off, I believe, and then we're coming up to Grand Prairie.
Now, the event in Grand Prairie is the PBR Peace Country Invitational. It is part of the Cup Series. Now, the event you were discussing in Kindersley is part of the Touring Pro Division. Kind of what is the difference between the two for people who may not be as familiar with PBR as I might be?
Well, them Cup events are the elite events of Canada bull riding. They're the biggest bull ridings with the biggest arenas that we're in, and they're televised on TSN. So they're a pretty big deal to us bull riders, and there's lots of points on the line up there. So we're all hungry to get more points before the finals, and so it's pretty good bull riding for sure.
Well, speaking of points, you just won the most recent event in Armstrong, British Columbia, getting you within 21 points of the number one rank in the country. How does that feel? And just thinking that maybe when everything is said and done in Grand Prairie, maybe you will be number one.
It feels pretty good. I was leading the season up until June, and then Dakota jumped ahead of me and was about 200 points ahead of me for most of the summer, and I just had to keep scratching and clawing, and winning that event last weekend was huge. It bumped me up right behind him where I need to be, and going into this last leg of the season, it's a good spot to be, and I'm just looking forward to it.
All right, for a lot of listeners out there, they've probably maybe ridden a mechanical bull at some point in time. How would you describe riding a bull on the PBR Tour, and what is that 8-second ride actually feel like in those moments?
Well, compared to a mechanical bull, it's nothing like the same thing. You know, getting on a bull, just picture holding on to 2,000 pounds and getting yanked around. I mean, it's like getting hit by a freight train sometimes. But it's all about the adrenaline, and that's why us bull riders love it. It's a high-paced and dangerous sport. And the unexpected can happen at any time, and it's just a thrilling feeling to be a part of.
Now, does it feel like 8 seconds when you're actually riding the bull, or is it almost like antiquating this with maybe like a car accident where things tend to just like slow down for that 8 seconds and it feels like an eternity?
Yeah, a bit of both. I mean, it can feel like a snap of a fingers and you're on the ground getting stepped on, or it can feel like you're riding one for 8 seconds. It feels like 20 seconds. I guess it all just depends the situation, but yeah, if everything goes well, you know, it's a good 8 seconds, feels quick, and you get off on your feet and celebrate and things are good.
Nice. Now, what can people expect from a PBR Cup Series event for those who have not attended before?
Well, we're going to have the best riders in Canada there. We're going to have the best bucking bulls there. You know, the pyrotechnics are going to be awesome. Basically like a rock concert, but bull riding. So if you're into that type of thing, I mean, I suggest getting your tickets and coming to watch because you won't be disappointed.
Now, what is the most exciting thing for you guys as riders at these events outside of actually participating and riding the bulls?
Oh, shoot. We normally come up to towns like that and we have a day to kill. And I don't know, we always try and find something fun to do. So whether that's bowling or mini golf or just killing time and getting our minds off the sport. We're kind of like a big family that tours around the country. And so we're like a bunch of brothers that get to hang out with each other and get up to mischief. So it's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time today, Jake. You can get your tickets at BonnetsEnergyCenter.com to take in the Peace Country Invitational PBR event. It's going to be one heck of a show by the sounds of it. And from what I've seen in movies and television, I ain't getting anywhere near getting on one of them bulls. You, sir, are one crazy son of a gun.
I appreciate it.